fighting for America.
The USA Freedom Act makes clear the government cannot indiscriminately acquire Americans' call detail records.
This legislation still allows the government to collect everything they want against Americans.
Fighting for Idaho.
It is important that our veterans don't become another political football.
We've not just let them down, we've let them die. This is awful stuff. Somebody ought to be held accountable for it.
Fighting for you.
52.5% are not in favor of the bike lane.
The cyclists don't follow the law. They ride in an unsafe fashion. They don't pay their way.
Boise's bike lane pilot project will continue at least for another week and a half.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Only in America.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I'm a little nervous. Dave Petzl's in a good mood today at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
So you went to Washington. Tell us a little bit about your trip.
Well, I went there to lobby on behalf of small investors. And, you know, it's a rather complicated issue, but it really speaks to this administration quite dramatically in how rule of law will be. It doesn't really, you know, we don't need to legislate things. We can go ahead and, you know, make them up. So the Department of Labor came up with a rule that it would have huge, terrible impact on small investors. And you think, what does the Department of Labor have to do with anything? Well, I would agree with that. And actually, the senators and congressmen were very agreeable that it's a very disagreeable thing and are trying to put pressure on the White House to stop it. And it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy because somebody over there at the Department of Labor has really got a burr in her saddle and just doesn't seem to want to come off of it. It's an interesting coalition, Kevin. You'll find this one surprising. But all the Republicans got it all right off the bat, okay?
Right.
But then the Democrats, the Black Caucus, and the Hispanic Caucus realized that their constituents would not get any financial help in the future. And so they began to call the White House. And this was 2 years ago, and up it has come again, though. So this lady really has a particularly sharp burr in her saddle. She just won't let it go. And the White House apparently is letting it continue on. But it was fascinating to see how a lobbying effort works. You go in and you kind of get coached in how things are going to work. This is what's going to happen. We're going to walk you over here.
You'll meet the staff or whatever.
Yeah, we're going to meet with the staff probably. Sometimes you get to meet with the senator, and if the senator or the congressman's name's on there, they'll be you're still unlikely to meet with them. And we found that to be true. They were very busy prior to the Memorial Day weekend, getting some votes before they were in recess. So we only ended up catching one, and he was on the fly, and that was Senator Risch. So it was very interesting to run meeting to meeting. I was in six meetings that day, and it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
So this was enough to take you away from your business of making money here in the Treasure Valley.
I felt it was pretty important to go, yeah. Actually, I was asked if I could go. Idaho's an important particularly with CRAPO being on the banking committee, and got to meet with the banking committee's staff. So that was a very powerful meeting. That was a very good one. And we're able to actually give them some information that they really could use to try to sway some of the Democrats on the committee to put pressure on the White House, because this White House does not listen to Republicans at all. So it's a difficult thing for them back there.
So, in other words, if you could simplify this, how is this bill going to impact, you know, it's the small investors, so that's everybody really, what, with a 401k or an IRA or something of that measure?
That's correct. It's actually in that particular area is where it is. So right now we have what's called acting as a fiduciary, and that's where the Department of Labor comes in. So acting as a fiduciary is a higher level. We feel most people in the financial industry do act in a fiduciary capacity anyway, but the reality is this puts in a legal context that disallows any compensation. So if you're not having any compensation, how can you work with people?
Huh.
So, yeah, right? So
well, I like that all already. Dave.
Already, I know,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like what you do here for us.
Right.
It's no compensation.
That's, wait, do you guys cut me off? So it is. It's a really incredibly important thing because it's not going to affect larger clients because they'll be in a fee-based platform, which is totally different. So anyway, they'll pay fees, but you can't do that on a $5,000 IRA rollover. And Kevin, get this: the average size of an IRA in America is $27,000. That's it.
Right.
So the average person won't even get any help. The average person is a person that needs the most help, and they have to have coaches and people encouraging them to put more money away. You know, it's just nutty. It's just nutty. We have a saving problem in this country, and you know, as I told several. What's
right,
that?
I'm sorry. We see it over the weekend. We have people. I was talking to a guy, Brian Smith, not the congressman, but a young man that sells cars at Corwin Ford. Big. Fan of the show, we were talking about the disposable income, and you know, you have people that, God bless them, they go to the lake, they have this, they have that, and we hope that they're saving appropriately too. But there's a lot of, I don't know where, considering the state of the economy today, you know, where the disposable income comes from.
Right, right. Well,
I know you're a big believer in save, save, save.
You save first. That's what it is. It's a simple process. I had a long discussion about that with my daughter and her husband this weekend. So. It's a it's something that even if you grow up in a household, you have to like mine, you have to remind yourself all the time. But it is a crisis in this country of saving, and we're taking the very people who need the help. We're making it so that you can't. So all IRAs would be covered under a fiduciary responsibility, which means I can't help them. And Kevin, we made a commitment ages ago at our office to help anybody that wants help. Not just people that have $500,000. So we have dozens, hundreds of people that have $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. And, you know, we want to be able to help them, and we do. And it's not this highly profitable part of our business, but we love getting people the help they need. And now they're trying to take this away. So, I thought it was a very important issue and wanted to go. And I found the whole process fascinating, though, Kevin. I just really did.
Dave Petzl with us here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's just do a refresher because I thought of you. You know, our company has been purchased here, and we had Billy come in who was giving us all these benefits on, you know, invest with this company, invest with that company. And, of course, Billy got the name of the company that he's servicing wrong. He's got a big corporate account. And, you know, this the parent company of this station is Town Square Media. Well, he kept calling it Times Square. And so I thought to myself, how much should I value Billy's information if he can't get the basics right? Now, again, he's only paid to, you know, make sure that we sign up for his system. But, you know, he talked about the differences between – I guess a Roth IRA and a regular IRA. And a Roth, I guess, is post-tax, so you're good to go. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, the IRA, and I know you espouse the virtues of it because it's money tax-free, but he said, look, if you have to withdraw it, which I've had to do a few times, or you know, you will eventually pay a penalty on that. How does that work?
Well, the penalty that they have, of course, is a 10% penalty prior to age 59 and a half if you take the money out.
But if you never take it out until you retire, then you're good, right?
That's right. Then we have to pay taxes on it. That's right. And the penalty is there for a very valuable reason, I feel. And I know people feel like they want to use it as a piggy bank, but you can't or you won't have any money. So in fact, Kevin, 40% of the people don't roll over their 401ks when they leave work. 40%. It's unbelievable. Fidelity came out with that number not too long ago. It's just a horrifyingly large number. So it is a real problem getting people to keep it in their IRAs. But it's a 10% penalty plus taxes. So if you're paying along in taxes and you're in a fairly low bracket, but then you yank $40,000 out, that could be cause you to hit another tax bracket plus 10% plus the state of Idaho, and suddenly you're losing a third or more of your money.
Well, his thoughts were, so when you do collect your IRA when you retire, you have to pay taxes on it.
That's correct.
Boy, that's a bummer.
Yeah, well,
I heard all the propaganda.
You get to tax deduct it on the way in.
Yeah, but then his argument was that there might be a higher tax rate then. Taxes might, the government or something else might decide that let's say your tax rate now is 25%, it might be 30%, depending on, you know, what money you take out of it. Is that a likely scenario? Could that happen?
Taxes are, you know, over our lifetime, Kevin, have been higher and lower than they are today.
So is there an advantage to getting a Roth IRA, which is post-tax, so you don't get to see that, you know, hey, I've got all this money tax-free, which you really don't. You get it post-tax, and then you throw your money in there.
Yep.
Then the government can't touch it. What do you think?
I think it's a mix. When you're actually trying to put together, when we talk to people about financial planning,
sure.
Diversification is large company stocks, small companies, international, U.S., bond stocks, et cetera. We think of diversification that way only. And I think people need to think of diversification in the tax way as well. Meaning, what if all you have access to when you hit retirement is fully taxed money, it limits your options. Meaning, now I need to go buy a car this particular year, so I need an extra $30,000 out. That's a very expensive car now, because everything else you've been living on is fully taxed. If we can balance that between taxable money and tax-free money, like the Roth IRA,
right,
or other money, you're just not even saving it all in an IRA account, then that money becomes much cheaper to access. We always think of it this way. You don't have $1 million in your 401k if it's all regular tax-deductible money. You've got $600,000 because they're going to tax it on the way out.
They're going to get theirs.
They're going to get theirs. If, in fact, though, you have $600 million outside, it's already been taxed, you have $1 million. So it is more valuable to have it outside, but it's harder to get there because you're not getting the tax break.
Right.
Right? So if you're putting $100 away in your 401k, it's only costing you $70.
Right.
So you can save more. So my theory in this is if you think you can afford $100 in your 401k, then save $140. Because that's all it's going to cost you is $100. And then you really are putting more away, and then it works.
Well, you always talk about, though, here at 580KIDO, how do how does a average person in their 401k take a look at, you know, what funds to go into? You've got this fund and that fund. Our friend Dave Ramsey says I go into growth, aggressive growth, international, and there's another one which I missed the notes on his meeting. I mean, how do you determine it? Because you know, you hear some people, I've had 12% growth for the last 5 years and outdone the market. It's a lifetime of 5% growth and it's going great. Well, that was one of his funds. But on the other hand, you have the regular 401k and you see that massive 3% and you're like, oof, yep. I gotta get some knowledge.
Yeah. People don't have belief in the market, and I don't know why.
That's what I've talked about. 80% of people not in the market.
I know, and I don't know why.
Because they know the boom's coming.
They're always predicting the boom.
Right.
They've been predicting the boom for the last 100% in the market. I'm serious about that, too. The market's tripled since the bottom. Tripled. So, and the economic news, the boom, as you said, the news is out there. But here's the reality of our life. We have booms and busts all the time, both in the economy and the markets. And then the market comes back and goes to all-time highs. So, Kevin, the answer is put it in there, buy growth, buy all stocks. All you have to do is have some faith. Some. Not that happy days are here again, that it's the future is so bright you got to wear shades. Only that there is a future. Only that there is a future.
Well, you talk to some people that listen to this program, and they get kind of depressed because they don't feel there is a future, but you got to be informed. Of course, listen to your show is a good example as well to get some free advice, right?
I like to think so. Yeah, that's why.
Well, there's a ringing endorsement of your own work.
Well, I'm practicing some humility here, Kevin. Okay, I'm trying a little bit. Yes,
that makes one of us so good. More coming up with our friend Dave Petzo next. At 580KIDO, let's get you to work safely.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. Staying up all night.
And here we are, Dave Petzo with us at 580KIDO. And you're a big fan of CEO pay, aren't you?
Yeah, because it's all so fair.
Well, look, the median CEO pay crosses the $10 million mark. Dave Petzo, you're an honest guy.
Yeah.
Can you defend paying someone $10 million or more in the country today?
Yes. It's easy. Right here. I don't know who that is.
That's a LeBron or Dwayne Wade, yes.
Okay, there he is. Okay, Dwayne Wade. Do you think he makes $10 million? I don't. I think he makes more. He makes more. And, Kevin, his responsibility is to make baskets.
Put a ball through a hoop.
Yeah, that's his full responsibility to the world. CEOs have full responsibility. Or what is it that the movie stars make? Is 20 million?
20 million is about
20
right.
to 25 million per movie. Per movie.
Hollywood stars, radio stars, it's all the same.
20 million in a movie. What is their responsibility? To hit their lines. Not to keep a company humming and moving along.
A lot of people are entertained by movie stars.
And I'm not saying they shouldn't be paid, whatever it is. But the bottom line is that CEOs have a tremendous amount of responsibility, and very few people can do their job. Very few can.
So you're okay with that?
I am okay with it. I am only okay with it in the sense that as long as boards are active and vibrant and don't let people just run away with it. And that happens from time to time where the board is controlled by the CEO and they do a crappy job and they get overpaid. So that's not good. But when you think about, you know, how much money there is out there when you're on the top of your field, like a basketball player, a baseball player, a movie star, it's amazing to me that we don't pay CEOs with all the responsibility even more.
Oh, more big money for them.
That's right.
All right.
Crush the little guy.
Crush the little guy. I see. Here we have stocks today surging during the open. The S&P hits a new record. The Standard & Poor's, I guess, a good place to put your money today.
The stock market always is, Kevin.
There you go again.
Quit waiting for the boom. Quit waiting for the boom. Invest. Invest.
Dave Petzl with us here as we continue on at 580 KIDO. I've got another point for you. And this is an oldie but a goodie with Kevin Miller and Dave Petzl. How about the Chinese?
Yeah.
We've charged them with cyber crimes. They've sunk a Vietnamese boating fishing boat off their coast. How in the world can we do business with these folks? And then, Dave Petzl, how in the world can we afford not to do business with them?
Exactly, Kevin. And, you know, and sometimes on our little Chinese segments, I feel a little bit like Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin. Remember those?
Right? Yeah,
I just want to go, Kevin, you ignorant?
Why do I? Oh, my gosh. Can you believe this?
I feel a little bit like that. But,
wow.
But in this case, you hit right on it. How can we not do business with them?
Sure.
You touched right on it.
I'm still reeling from being Jane Curtin over here, whatever her name is. Yes, thank you.
Those were such funny lines. We were laughing about that the other day at the office.
Right,
but
we have this intertwined relationship with China, and now our government has echoed what Kevin Miller has said for years.
Yeah.
But the Chinese are not good.
No, they're not. They're not.
Then why are we doing business with them?
We have to. We have to. You have to do business. It doesn't mean we have to intertwine ourselves. And that's where I think a lot of companies have run into a lot of trouble, both in piracy. They thought, well, we got 1 billion people in China. Let's go do business with them. We'll open up factories and have cheap Chinese labor. And then what they find is they're having their stuff pirated. They're finding it's more difficult to do business in China. And so it's actually these many businesses have stopped doing business in China. But that's the free market, Kevin. That really is. And it's not, it wasn't the government pushing people. It was a free market saying, hey, let's go open this market up. They did it before they should have. And they got their head handed to them in many cases. The Chinese are very difficult to deal with. And the Chinese are finding their economic ties aren't working well either. And so I think they'll be easier to deal with. But this idea of hacking into us and all is of course, that to me is a governmental issue, and that should be at the highest levels and not tolerated at all.
Dave Petzl, what should we look out for this week?
You know, Kevin, I'll tell you, this market is, I don't sound like a broken record, but there is nowhere else to invest, and the market is continuing to attract more and more and more money into it. The only thing that right now are the things that you just don't really see. So that's what's going to hit this market, is something we're not sure of. The things that we are sure of are continued issues, if you will, in Ukraine and things like that. So that's about all that's hanging there, and you see how the market has reacted to it now. It's still marching to all-time highs. day after day, even in spite of the Ukraine crisis, what's going on with China, the Chinese slowdown. But really, the market is usually hit when we take a hit. It's hit by something out of left field that people can't really think, that really isn't on the map right now.
Well, we're going to ask you to put your headphones on for a minute. Speaking of left field, it's been a while since we've talked to this young man, and we'll see if those work. If those don't, then okay. We'll go to Liberal Steve at 580KIDO.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I was out and purchased a few items yesterday. I'm sorry, on Memorial Day. But the stores were open. Only opportunity I had.
Is there a point to this?
Yes, there's a point to this, Mr. Miller. It's beyond your comprehension sometimes. But I bought some lights, directional lights, by General Electric, who I have stock in. And the lights were made in China. So I went around and checked, I won't name the company, but it's a very large company, where warehousing, where people walk in and shop the big shelves. And I could not find an item that was made in America. I started looking at item after item. I even bought a little gas filter I got a couple sit-on tractors, and the gas filters were made in Israel. So what I'm saying is, this is universal. China's not going anywhere. We're not going to war with China. China's not going to go to war with someone that feeds them. And America pretty much feeds them, and other countries feed them, too, that are liberated countries. So they're not going to start something that would shut them down and shut down corporations like General Electric. So people got to quit beating the war drums.
Oh, yeah, just let them keep stealing from us. Yeah, that's great.
See, that's naive. They're not stealing from us.
The government says they are. Your government, your administration.
Yes, my administration. But stealing, it's kind of like, how do you define is? I just want to say, invest in stocks. China's not going away. The corporations, iPhone, have moved a lot of things to China, South America. India creates 90% of the powders that we use in the majority of our pharmaceuticals. So we have to work together as an earth, as a worldwide corporation. And there still is the United States of America, but we have to invest. And I just wanted to bring that point across.
This call has really gone nowhere. You're rambling.
Well, no, I'm not rambling. I'm saying, quit beating up on China.
Yeah, okay, buddy. We'll send you to Shanghai. How about that?
You stay fired up, you guys.
All right, there Thanks. You have it. Can you comment on that at all?
No. I think
you're going to agree with him.
I know it's shocking.
You're going to agree with Liberal Steve.
I know. To a degree, I guess. No, he's wrong on some aspects. Not everything is made overseas. We do a lot of stuff here. Okay. So you and I have talked about this, the resurgence of manufacturing in the United States and the future resurgence in the United States. We'll talk about that next time, but that's our big future, is the fact that we're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas and manufacturing is moving back to the U.S.
More coming up with Dave Petzo this Saturday, 8 to 10. You're listening to 580KIDO.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Morning, 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Dave Burnett with us. And Dave, how's your day looking so far?
It's fantastic. A little bit cooler. Yes, you see, I think 80 to 85 is perfect. It's going to be 70 today, which is okay. I still like it a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. That's me. Hold. There we go. That was me. Sorry about that. Had to fix that. Too many buttons to switch. Too many. It's like flying a 747 in here, Kevin.
Apparently. But,
yeah, so a little bit cooler, about 70.
I see. So I was telling you this off the air. So I'm at a supermarket yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Minding my own business, just kind of buffling my way through as usual. And I had a Dave Burnett moment again.
Uh-oh. It's a supermarket?
Yes, and I'm not even going to say the supermarket this time because, I'm just not going to say it. I'm tired of mentioning supermarkets that I pay my money to.
Mm-hmm.
That take my money and that will not advertise on this station.
Gotcha. I've always wondered about that.
Right. You know, I'm a loyalist until the end, and then...
Then it's every man for himself. Yeah,
then it's yo-ho-ho. Anyway, so I'm at the supermarket. I'm getting some Pellegrino water. You know, you go on vacation. I spend my money on water, bottled water. That's what I do. You go camping. My additional expense is bottled water. So at this particular store, they know me as the crazy bottled water guy. So I get my bottle of water, and I get everything that they have in the back and everything else. And then I'm on my way out, and the guy goes, oh, got to lubricate that moneymaker. And I go,
I beg his pardon?
Excuse me? He goes, I know who you are. I go, oh, I'm thinking, oh, I got to be nice. He's a listener. As opposed to just getting my stuff and leaving. You know, it's like 2, 3 in the afternoon. And he goes, yeah. I go, oh, so you listen? No, I don't listen. I listen to Biff and Bat, the Biff and Bat station. I go, oh, really?
Riff and Raft?
Exactly. Biff, Baff, whatever. Mm. And I go, really? Well, that's nice. And I almost said, how would you like it if I told you I buy all my stuff at the good store that's 20% cheaper? Now, how do you think you would feel about that? Maybe you don't care.
And
maybe
the service is better.
Right. Maybe whatever. And I thought to myself, oh, well, do you listen to Skip and Scap? Well, no. Well, then who are they? I go, they're on that station. And I'm thinking to myself, why are people so compelled? Is it me? Just to tell me that they know who I am, what this show's about. And one thing is, don't give Dave Burnett a hard time. And the other one is, well, I don't listen to you. And I'm going, do I really need this? I don't need to hear this. And so I go to Dave Burnett, who has no problem telling me I'm wrong again and again and again. Is it me? I was at one place, and, you know, the old 10 Mile Albertsons, I used to go there all the time, and Rebecca knows the story. Some guy goes, yeah, we get Sally and Mally in. And I go, well, do Sally and Mally come in 5 days a week? And I said this to the manager. I go, do Sally and Mally, just to prove my point, do Sally and Mally talk about your store endlessly, like it's the best ever? No, but, well, then why are you telling me about them? Would you want me to tell you what a great deal I get at Winco, sir? Well, ba-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-doo. It's kind of like Fred Meyers when we were there, and this wasn't Fred Meyers because they have good service. Now Fred Meyers, because I had an issue, they monitor this show now, they and the NSA. So it wasn't Fred Meyers. I want to say that. It was not Fred Meyer. And if Fred Meyer had this product, I would get it. So am I wrong? I'm just sitting here, dude, and he's like mid-20s. I go, why are you telling me this? Is there something on my face that says, hey, tell him we don't support him.
Tell him, I know who you are, but I'd never listen to you.
Well, no, I think he just goes, I know who you are. And I'm going, all right, get ready for the judo chop, pal. You're going down. He just, and I understand radio, you know, the ownership value of it, but it was just kind of interesting that this guy felt compelled to tell me, and obviously he didn't really listen to this other thing that much because he didn't know anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of like saying, I listen to this station, I don't know who the morning guy. Oh, well, a lot of people say that, but you know what I mean.
I do.
So what's your take on that? Oh, Kevin, you better get your blood pressure medicine checked.
I think you probably should. I guess I take out of that entire story, that entire thing you just talked about, is somebody else said that you're mean to me?
No, I made that up.
Actually. Oh, I thought maybe somebody else said you're mean to me. Darn.
I get that a lot. You and that Dave Burnett.
You're always mean to him.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
Probably.
That's, you got to admit, that's a pretty good line from her.
Do you ever wonder when people leave a business, and the reason, and especially broadcasting's always great when they say things like, oh, he wants to spend more time with his family.
Dude.
What's the real story behind that?
Dude, spending more time with your family?
Yeah.
That means more responsibility.
Vin Crosby, weather guy, gone.
I didn't know we were allowed to talk about any weather guy but Larry Gebert. I thought there's a mandate that we can't talk about anybody but Larry Gebert. Did
we
you
aren't.
Get that memo?
We aren't. Because Vin Crosby, no longer a weather guy.
Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby, no longer, ba-ba-ba-boo, a weather guy.
You're fixated with that.
What's that?
Dude, do you know that, not that I watch this, but I'll tell you anyway, I don't think Channel 1 Plus 1 did weather yesterday, at least not during their 4 o'clock.
Oh, really?
I kept waiting for Scarecrow to give us the weather, and he never pitched to the weather. And weather guy, Ben, who is a very nice man, according to Reverend Bill, he was like a fixture. You could catch him in the Press Tribune. You could catch him here. You could catch him there.
Oh, yeah. Vin's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I had good relationship, good friends with him. But it's always interesting when a business says, they moved on to do this.
So, and?
It just makes me wonder what the true story is behind all that. There's got to be more to the story, don't you think? I mean, the day that they say, oh, Dave Burnett, he moved on to do other things. There's going to be more to that story.
I always like it when they go, we're going in a different direction. And I remember.
And you're left behind.
Well, I remember when they fired me in Pittsburgh 10 days before Christmas. I'll never get over that for some reason.
That's all right. You can hold that in your heart.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason. And, you know, the broadcast day is really 6A to 6P.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working from noon until 6 on the air. I was half of the broadcast day. So if I was that horrible, well, Kevin, you are. Why did they let me do that? And then they got me. And they go, no one's worked harder than you. No one's done this. And I was so desperate for approval, I go, well, look, you're going to need some fill-in people. You fired me. I'll do fill-in until the new lineup comes in. No. Hey, is there a job in sales? No.
Can I wash your car?
No.
Oh, boy. And have you seen the highlight yet of 50 Cent? See, that's the hip way to say it. You could say 50 Cent, but it's 50 Cent throwing out their first pitch at a baseball game, and he misses home plate by like 30 feet.
I'm with you, but you never went back to Ben or Ben.
He's gone. He's quit.
Wow.
He's had enough. I just found it fascinating. He wants to spend more time
with his
family. What
about you? Do you want to spend more time with your family?
My family doesn't want to spend time with me. You kidding me? It's not about me spending time with them. They didn't really want to spend time with me, and I can hardly blame them.
You can I would never say that.
What? You could hardly blame them?
I would never say that. I would never cross that line.
Oh, I could say it comfortably. I'm fine. Radio's not on at home. It's okay.
So anyway, at 580 KIDO, where are we going here? Have you heard? It's funny. I made a conscious decision yesterday not to play any of the killers stuff. It just seemed to me that we're giving this guy all this fame.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Oh, no, I see who you're talking
Elliot
about.
Elliot Rodger, I believe.
Yeah.
And but just to hear the stuff is so dang chilling. I don't know if I made a mistake by just playing the parents and the victims and everything. I mean, the guy was so gone, and you have to wonder whether or not, that. Of course, we're talking about the killer at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't anybody see this? And is our mental health system so neutered, so weak, so out of touch that even if a guy says, I'm going to kill these women, that nobody does anything about it?
Until it's too late.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about what happened in Colorado with the Joker, but this guy, I mean, he had the best therapist, he had the best this, the best that, and still this is what happens?
Yeah, I don't know. But let me ask you this, and we're almost out of time, but if somebody were to walk down the hall and make a casual comment of, I'd like to just run over all those people with a car, would you just go, eh? Or would you do something?
I would tell you, I had an incident where, and this is how I got my concealed carry permit. I don't have it anymore, but in Alabama, where we had an incident where a coworker did some things, and we found out he was a convicted felon, second-degree battery, did time in Louisiana State Pen. And the only person that would press charges against him was me. We had armed guards there when he got the boot, if you will. He was an alcoholic. Sometimes you have to stand up for yourself.
So they got rid of him?
Yeah.
He went to go spend more time with his family? Or?
And I had to go to court. And in court, he's drunk under his breath, threatening to break my neck.
Nice.
Yeah, but you have to. And ever since then, I've always understood if someone says that, you know, I understand a threat when it is there. Now here at this place with the slaps, I don't really talk to people here. You're the social one. I just go down to the end of the hall, and I don't really like people, as you know.
Yeah, that we do, Kevin. That's a manly man segment for today. We've talked about a number of stuff. People getting
I still want it. Well, but Vin didn't. Vin left.
He did leave to spend more time with his family, I guess. But. Yeah, that was abrupt.
Maybe he has his priorities in the right place, and yours and mine are lack.
You know, I will say this. Vin's got his life pretty well buttoned down.
I'm writing my report now to the Supreme Leader that you broke protocol, and, you know, we're only supposed to talk about Larry and Maggie and sometimes
I'm
Doug
talking about
time.
Somebody who's not a weatherman now. I can do that.
He was a threat once to the franchise, not our franchise. I've been watching too much 24.
I think so. Kevin, that traffic now as you're coming out of Canyon County.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. It is 5:58. Coming up, much more revelations concerning the shooting at UC Santa Barbara. We'll talk more about that. Also, big announcement tomorrow. And we will be at CUNA Middle School, promoting our schools, securing our future, looking forward to being there. And Friday, our last school, we'll be at Sheridan Academy. And just a brief moment in the realm of politics, of opinion, of news, of commentary, I want to congratulate all the graduates. I want to congratulate all the parents and the grandparents. And because I'm a curmudgeon, and because sometimes I live to be with you, maybe I overlook things, and never ever should we ever not pay attention. We should never diminish the accomplishments of those that are graduating. Congratulations, everybody. Job well done. Oh, we're looking so forward to reading and hearing about your great adventures, your great accomplishments in life. Time for traffic at 5:59, 5:80 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, much more on what happened at UC Santa Barbara. Fox News on the radio. We'll hear from some former candidates and our great friend Ken Ivory. We've got a lot to do this morning here at 580 KIDO. We're chasing a woman who wrote about the Iron Man suit. Details coming up. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Jamie Emmett.